Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
It's Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network, and Carolyn Michelle Bennett Radio, CEO, Visionary of Spiritual Suites LLC. Make sure to tune in.
Okay, we are ready. Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network, and we have Sisterhood 2 with Lena Jermain Hurst-Clark and also Renee Hewitt-Hall, Tanya Lewis, Sherilyn Michelle Bennett, Dr. Gail Hayes, Minister Kimberly Lee, Tarsha Campbell, Tanya Smith, Lizzie Robinson Jenkins, and we end the night tomorrow night at 7 p.m., to 8 p.m. with Pastor Regina Johnson out of Conroe, Texas. It's a big weekend, and I'm very proud of everybody for believing in the vision and contributing to that. And we kick it off with Sherilyn Michelle Bennett. Ms. Bennett, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I appreciate you all being such a huge part of this. And I've had you on before, and I'm excited to get you back here. And I see you moving and shaking and doing really great things. And I wanted to say, really, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Awesome, awesome. So now I see you today, and I saw Pretty Girls, Pretty Brown Girls Club. Tell me about that as much as you know, and you participated in it, and explain the event to me. It seems pretty cool.
Yes, this was Pretty Brown Girls Club Day. Pretty Brown Girls Club is a national organization, but a good friend of mine is the president of the local chapter here in Ocala, Florida. And so she had this awesome event where she had about 40 young ladies there, and they all came out and they had an opportunity to go to different stations that were owned by different companies were at the station. So Spiritual Suites was at one of the stations that was there. And so we had to come with an activity for the girls today. And what we did today was make our own custom spiritually sweet friendship cards. And so the girls got to talk about what friendship means and how it affects their lives. And then they got to make a card for their best friend so that they could give it to her. So the Pretty Brown Girls Club is very special to me. This is my second visit there. And so I really enjoy myself when I go. Anything that's about girl power, I'm in.
And we need more of that now. With the participation, how old were the young ladies? What was the age range?
I'm guessing about 5 to maybe 12. Don't quote me on that, but it kind of felt like that was around that age range. And those young ladies, executive director of Spiritual Suites, Verna Turner, she and I were amazed at their vocabulary and how much they knew and how articulate they were. It was so wonderful to see that. They were really, really some very sweet girls there.
You know what? And I like to hear that. And that is, we look good, we sound good, and we act good. You know, something that's very near and dear to me, and I like girl power too. You mentioned Ocala, Florida. Now, are you from Ocala, raised there? Where are you from?
Yes, I'm born and raised here. My family's from here, Ocala, Florida, yes. Well, actually, we're from this small town on the outskirts of Ocala called Citra, but I don't know if many people know about that. But we pretty much live here in Ocala now. Yeah, I don't know if they know about the small towns, you know.
You know what? Reverend kind of snickered in the back like he knew where Citra was. We're
no
actually
way.
From, yeah, yeah, he knows. He knows. You know what? We're actually from Archer, Florida. How about that?
Oh, really? Wow.
We're
I had no idea.
Born and raised in Archer, Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell this little story really quick and try not
okay.
to blush, but, you know, I went to school with Rev's sisters, and I went on to Newberry High School, and then from there, graduated
wow.
early, went to Spelman, came back from Spelman, and then got my master's at the University of Florida, and then 30 years later, I meet him in Columbia 3 years ago, and we've been inseparable
oh, wow.
ever since. How about that?
That is so awesome. That's a wonderful story. Wow. I'll forgive you about
yep.
the University of Florida thing. I still love you, though.
You know what? That's right. Let's go ahead and clear the air on this. I'm going to forgive you for being such a huge Florida State fan. Where'd that come from? What's wrong?
Well, my family, we are Florida State fans. I have about a few cousins that even graduated from there. So it's
uh-huh.
in our blood. We bleed green and gold. It's okay. I have several friends and
uh-huh.
a few family members that have lost it that are Gator fans, and it's okay.
Uh-huh.
It makes things fun. I'm okay with it. It makes things a lot of fun. It really does.
So, yeah, you sent me the inbox that I'm on the dark side, but, you know, I'm just so glad. I'm just so happy that Jameis Winston is going to the NFL. Thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer.
You know, Jameis is going to be just fine, okay? You all don't need to worry about him. Mm-hmm. He's going to be fine.
You know what? A great run, though. A great run. And it really was. So, but let's get on to what you do, and that is Spiritually Sweets. And I want to go back and just kind of get your thoughts on where this came from. Are you sitting around, you know, just thinking, you know, I want to do more for us as women, young women?
Hello?
Did I lose you? Yeah, did I lose you?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Okay.
But I believe
okay.
your question was, where did Spiritual Sweets come from?
It did. That was it.
All right. So about 7 years now ago, in a dream, I got the name Spiritual Sweets in the dream.
Wow.
And I wrote it down on a pad, and I put it under my bed. And about 6 years later after that, I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and we began to pray and fast about Spiritual Sweets. Thank you, Kendra Alberry. And we didn't know what to do with it. So one day, because I come from a family with lots of little girls, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
they hang out with me, they'll spend a night with me. I'm a mother of two college, wonderful college-age boys. I don't have daughters, but I have a lot of
mm-hmm.
female cousins. And they're hanging out, and they're doing girly things, you know, painting their toes and things like that. And it really just came to me in that moment, and I thought, if I had just one chance to talk to them, one thing to say, and then I would have to leave them, what would it be? And I came right back to the name Spirit, that I would tell them that they're spiritually
mm-hmm.
sweet. And that just means, according to Psalms 139:14, they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and they came here as the woman that they're going to be. Everything they need, they were born with, you know, so they don't have to
wow.
worry about the world's approval because God stamped his approval on them before they were born. So they don't have to worry about what the world sees as beautiful, the world's vision or definition of worth. That doesn't apply to them because they already have their father's approval. And I thought that's exactly what I would say to them. And so we got together and began to do this apparel line. And I'm a minister, so I realized then that my mantle was for girls. And so that's
mm-hmm.
where it started. That's where it started.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say a shout-out to Kendra Alberry, too. What a powerful woman in her own right. And
yes.
I can't wait to get her back on. I really like what she's doing in so many aspects of her life, especially Don't You Dare Touch Me There. So a shout-out to Kendra for sure. And so you came up
yes.
with this concept. You all sat on it, and you did something with it. You realized this is
mm-hmm.
who you are. I read the other day that you said I was made for this journey, something to that sort. So you have a line, but now as far as the line is concerned, do you then still kind of minister to young women? And what kind of impact has it had?
Yes, we have the apparel line, and that is growing in itself. Yeah, we just introduced infants and toddler line, Seriously Sweet Pea, and we have some other things on the horizon. But yes, the apparel line is just a partner to the ministry. And what we do is we travel the nation every year. We launch a tour next week. We're getting ready to start the tour in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives me a word every year. This year, it's about the Alabaster Box, but he led me to teach it on a different level so that the girls will understand. So it's the Sacred Box Tour, the Mary Experience. And that just means that I'm going to be teaching from Mary's point of view when she presented God with the Alabaster Box, her all. And so that really came about because I have some teenage girls at my church that I spend time with weekly. And one week, one of the girls, actually two of them, came to me and they were complaining because they were called God's girls at school and they just didn't like it. And so I told them, well, you just got to get used to it. This is your faith. This is who you say you are. It's going to happen. These are things that you're going to have to deal with. And so I kind of paired that up with the fact that Mary, as she approached God to present the oil, not everybody was in agreement that she should do it. And people wasn't happy with her choice. And so that's kind of how their walk is now. You know, they got to be able to keep their eyes on the Lord, even as they give him all they have. And once they give it all, it's going to take effect and it's going to change their life. And so that's what we'll be teaching this year in the conference. And so, yes, the ministry happens every year. I'm a minister at heart. I desire to preach all my life. So that is what my passion is to get out there and reach those young ladies. So that is, is the ministry that goes along. Go ahead.
So you're touring and you're starting in Jacksonville. And from there, the tour will take turns in different states, or will you just kind of tour the state of Florida?
Well, we're going to go to Atlanta this year as well as Charlotte. So, yes, and definitely some Florida stops as well.
Mm-hmm.
I will only take about 5 or 6 a year. So we'll choose them, we'll take our time and choose where we're going to go. This is our second trip to Charlotte. They asked us back, and so I'm so excited. But, yes, we're going to start in Jacksonville, and we'll be going to Panama City, Florida next.
Mm-hmm.
So after that. And then on to Charlotte and then Tampa, Daytona, and Atlanta in between there, somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
There, but, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at each stop, you will minister to young women and talk about the line and talk about their destiny and how they're all wonderfully made.
Yes, at each stop, I will have a team with me. It may not be the same team, but the conferences are made up of workshops and sessions. We always teach the pillars of the company, which are salvation and purity and kingdom service and discipleship this year. And so we always do breakout sessions. We come in contact with girls from ages 5 to 18, and so we separate them because with the teenage girls, we really dig deep in there. And so it is a session that gets quite serious. And so we separate the girls according to, like, 5 to 12 and then 13 to 18, and that's what we do. We teach on the foundational pillars of the company as well as whatever the theme is for the year, and I will teach that. But I do have a team of wonderful women: Elois Waters, Verna Turner, Rakia Brown, Bridget should be joining us this year, that take on the task of helping me, and I'm so appreciative of them. I just appreciate everything they do. I certainly do.
Awesome. I'm glad that you gave them a shout out. We're talking to Cheryl Lynn.
And not forget Sabrina Williams. She's wonderful too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't forget anybody now because you know they're going to come back and listen to this.
I don't want
to
do that.
And all right. Well, hold on right there, Cheryl Lynn. We're going to take a break and come back. I want to talk about the impact of Spiritually Sweet, and that is what it's done for you. And I think it's Spiritual Sweet. I want to talk about the impact it's had on you and the impact it's had on the ladies that have come in your path and some of the feedback that you've gotten from them. We're going to talk to Cheryl Lynn Michelle Bennett some more, Spiritual Sweets, and that is the company that she has LLC'd, and she is the CEO of that company, and we'll talk to her some more after the break. Okay, we are back. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we're presenting this weekend Sisterhood 2. And we kick it off with Cheryl Lynn Bennett, and she's with her. And I don't want to forget that she's a minister. So Minister Cheryl Lynn Bennett is with the Spiritual Suites, and that is her company. And we're talking to her about the impact that this has had. And Cheryl Lynn, I want to ask you that, the impact that it's had on you now that it's really taken off. And I want to talk about, too, the feedback that you've gotten from others, because, you know, I think as women, we grow up and there's so much pressure to be graceful, intelligent, pretty, all of that, and to continue that the rest of our lives, no matter what. But let's talk about the impact on you first.
Yes, I was glad I'm going to be asked this question because I haven't been asked this question. It's very good, and it forced me to reflect because, you know, Spiritual Suites has had such a major impact on me. It has grew me up spiritually, actually. I feel such a, what word would I use? I feel such a duty in a and I feel so responsible now for how I live because I try to remember as we travel and as we do these conferences, I try to remember every face. I don't want to forget anybody, any girl. When I see them, I don't see them. I see ministers and preachers and teachers and prophetesses and evangelists. I see their future instead of where they are. And so this gives me a unique bond with them. And so I know that when I first started to travel and meet the girls, I probably cried about two or three times in each session because I was so honored that God gave me this assignment. I thought, wow, I'm so unworthy of this. What made you do this, God? You know, who said I could do it, you know? But I told a group last night, but I've never felt like giving up. I've never felt that it's the wrong choice. I'm so proud of this baby of mine. I really am. And I'm proud that I'm a woman that God felt he could entrust it to because it's so precious and it's so important. And so it's changed me, yes. Yes, it really has. It really has. It made me stronger and wise, more courageous. It made me become things that I thought would take me a long time to become. I am that woman now. I used to see this woman in front of me that I wasn't, but I feel I am her now. And so Spiritual Suites, I mean, it is all things sweet. I mean, it makes me see God differently, you know, and understand that, yes, all girls have purpose and they have a destiny. And how do we get there, you know? So I just want to hold the hands of each one of them. I just want to tell them, I won't turn you to lose. I'm not going to let you go. I'm responsible for you. You know, I'm responsible for praying for you, covering you, fighting for you. I'm responsible. I want to be that person that's responsible. I want to put a good image in front of you because they're bombarded with so many things from the media. And, you know, from magazines, and there's so much pressure on them. Their world is totally different than ours was. I mean, it's like it has to be so different growing up in this society being their age. And so it's changed me to the point where I want to be more. I want to be all God called me to be so that I can be authentic with them. So that's how it changed me,
You know, as I've been following you, Minister Bennett, I've been thinking – there must be a sense of accomplishment when you get home and say, okay, a job well done again today. Do you feel that?
I do. I often say in my quiet time, I'm always on my knees because of this company. Because I can't believe it myself, if you can understand where I'm coming from. I can't believe it myself. And when people see me out in public and they say, oh, I know you, or, you know, or I always joke that they say, you're so much shorter than I thought because, and then one lady told me, I'm following you like you're a celebrity. And I thought, no, whatever you do, never, I'm never a celebrity. But I always feel about an inch tall because I know it's all God and it's not me. And so, yes, I feel accomplished, but I also feel humbled by it because I know I can't do it without good people around me, and then God blowing on it. My spiritual father, Daniel Powell, he says, God blows on it, blew on this company. He gave his stamp of approval. He breathed life. It's a moving, breathing being, and that's because it's ministry. And so I just, you know, I do feel, I feel accomplished, sure, but I feel God is doing it through me. I'm just a willing vessel, that's all.
Definitely. I see. It that's has all. To be. It's not just that's all, but I hear what you're saying. And, you know, there has to be such an evolution and then a sense of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about impacting the girls and how they may call you, text you, flock to you. Have you had some that have been 13 that maybe are now 18 or 19, and what have they said? And then I want to go back and talk about the pressure of the media. I can't leave that out because it's such a huge pressure.
Yeah.
But let's start with their feedback.
Well, that's a good question. When I think about it, most of the feedback comes from the parents of the girls. And I'm honored because each time somebody says, oh, my God, or they post on Facebook and say, I saw somebody with the shirt on in Walmart, or I saw somebody with the shirt on the campus, or I saw somebody with the shirt on, first of all, I still can't believe it. So we'll just leave it there. But secondly, parents tell me all the time, I had a few people tell me today, I want my daughter to wear that shirt. I want my daughter to have that. And that is because of the anointing that comes with the brand. And so feedback is very good. You know, people are so welcoming. They're so kind. They don't have a problem following us on Facebook. They support it. They're proud to wear the shirt. I have friends that have almost every color of this shirt. I mean, just think about that. For somebody to be wearing something that you put out there on their physical bodies, they have to believe in that brand. I mean, I had a celebration of about 50 women in December, and I thought, wow, they must believe in this brand to wear it. I mean, you have to believe in something to put it on your body. And each time they do, it's advertising our Father. It's advertising kingdom. Mm-hmm. And people ask them what it means, and they get to minister. And that's what the girls like. The girls think it's great. They think it's cool. And that's what we want. We want them to say, it's cool to be a God's girl. It's cool to love the Lord and just really want to dive into the gospel. It's who I am. I'm spiritually sweet. Deal with it. It's cool. It's who I am. So I think the teen girls love it. They especially love the girls rock shirt. That one is very popular. That our classic tees are good as well. And like I say, you know, people sometimes have 3 and 4 and 5 different colors of this shirt, and I'm blown away. But, I mean, the feedback has been nothing but good. I've not had one bad comment about spiritual seeds, and I just love that. I'm in love with the brand, as you could tell.
And you should be. And count me in. I inquired about the V-neck. I inquired about the V-neck, but I definitely want more, so... you know, we need to take care of that. Now I'll go ahead and take some pictures and shoot them out once I get them.
Yes!
But I'm very proud. Yeah,
I'm very proud
of it.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And I hear your humility, but I once I found out who you were, of course, through my superstar Renee Hewitt Hall.
Yes,
you know, all the powerful women in Florida. I've just been, you know, just kind of following you and said, you know what? What a great term. And I don't want to get too far off track, but you know, there's so much good in that you have to stop and say thank you and a job well done. I want to ask you about the impact of the media. And you know, I remember growing up and thinking that light skin was in. Thinking that that blue eyes and blonde hair was in, and the best way to sell a hamburger is to put a woman on the top of a car and have her biting the hamburger with the sauce running down her hand. You know, So how do you handle the women that feel that pressure of that look of light skin, blue eyes, blonde hair?
Yeah, that's boy, as a person in advertising, I totally get what's going on, but not everyone does.
Yeah,
I have found with Spiritual Sweets, and as we, you know, go out and we talk to girls, really, it all comes back to their worth. Every decision a young girl makes is about how she feels about herself. It's either going to be a good decision or it's going to be a bad one, but it does come back to her worth. If she feels she isn't worth it, she's going to take her clothes off like a Kim Kardashian. She may have $1 million, but she is an empty woman. She has no self-esteem. And so she feels she has to continue to be validated. But if you if you say that you're spiritually sweet, and this is what we drive home, that means you don't have to do anything outside of what God has already given you. You don't have to worry about blonde hair and blue eyes. As you notice that every model I have, none of them have on makeup.
You know what? I didn't know that.
That's right. They have to be natural. And the girls are fine with that because they're beautiful no matter what. I refuse. And I have people that's going to check me if I change. But I refuse to put that image from my company in front of a girl. I refuse. It is damaging. Wow. Photoshop is the devil. I'm an artist, and I know how Photoshop works. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
What they see is not real, and it's unattainable because the person you're looking at doesn't even look like that. And so, but if you have a girl that isn't sure of herself, that's trying to find herself, that is bombarded by these images on a daily basis, she is going to feel she needs to change so that she can live up to the world definition of worth. And so what we have to do, moms and aunties and uncles and dads and cousins and grandmas, is you have to tell her from the time she's a little tot that she's perfect in your eyes, and that's all that matters. She is the apple of God's eye, and he loves her just like that because he made her, every bit of her, every hair, kinky or straight, God gave it to you. Embrace that, and let's live. That's what you have to do, because down to the small ones, if you watch her, if you watch even cartoons or commercials, they're going to get caught up if they are looking at it from the standpoint of, oh, so I got to be like that to get that. This is what I have to do to get, I mean, come on now, Real Housewives of any county, that is garbage.
Yeah.
There is no reason why I should be on your TV in any form of fashion if you have a little one in your house. When I talk to teenagers, they can name every housewife. Do you know I was talking to some teenagers, 15, 16, 17 years old, and they thought that that stuff was real?
Wow.
They were shocked at me when I said, it's staged. It's none of it is real.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? You didn't tell me such and such doesn't really. No, they don't. They don't.
No.
Well, they were shocked because this stuff is presented as what's going on, to be hip, to be new, to be in. This is what you have to have. You have to have the blue eyes. You have to have the blonde hair down through your butt. You have to be half naked to be worth anything. Well, we're fighting that. We're combating that. And there are some girls on the horizon that is turning their backs on that. And those are the spiritual sweet girls. Those are the sweet nation. That sweet nation right there. That's it.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with it. We're going to deal with it. No more sitting down, letting them just get away with whatever they do. We're going to deal with it. But it's going to take more than me. It's got to take moms and aunties and grandmas and dads and uncles and cousins. We got to deal with it. We got to cut it off right there at the knee. Just cut it off so we can deal with it, because that's not what God says about you. You don't have to turn circles and cartwheels to get somebody's attention to say you're worth. God already told you that. So let's go back to that, and then let's live.
Amen. Amen. I like that. And it's a good segue into talking about sorority girls. You and I have had this discussion off air and on air, and I want to go back to it. And the fact that somebody listened and decided, okay, this show needs to be cut off. And I think you watched it. And I want to talk about that, and also, you know, how young ladies want to be cool and want to be accepted and be in the in crowd. And I remember asking my mom once, and I told Red this, is that that's my mom. I said, Mom, am I cool? And she said, baby, if you have to ask, you're probably not with your friends, but you're cool with me. She said, you're cool with me because you have a 4.0. And she said, you're cool with me because you listen to what I say and you do the right thing. So she said, that's probably the best cool you want to do. But I remember thinking of that. Am I cool? And I probably wasn't, but that's okay. But I want to talk about the pressures of sorority girls and how you go from here to there and maybe get into it just a little bit. I don't want to do much, but how our sexuality is developed and how we meet these type of things. I want to go there just a little bit with you. We'll take a break and come back. I have Minister Cheryl Lynn Michelle Bennett. Media Network, and we are starting Sisterhood 2, and we are happy to get it kicked off with Minister Cheryl Lynn Michelle Bennett. And before the break, we were talking about the pressures of the media, and I wanted to go there first with sorority girls and what you saw in that and how it was just completely ridiculous and how some of the young ladies come to you and said, okay, you know, give it to me straight. Is this real? But talk about the impact of sorority girls coming on and the impact that they canceled it.
Wow, yes. I heard that they canceled it. Well, I knew I would watch it once because I always do that so that I'll know what I'm talking about. I want to be authentic when I'm in front of the girls, so I'll try to look at the shows at least once so I can kind of weigh in when they ask me because they always do. As you know, I was very turned off by sorority girls. Now, this is a disclaimer. I have several friends in sororities. They are wonderful, powerful women. And I really wish that I hadn't seen the underbelly of sorority sisters. You know, everything has an underbelly. There's always an underbelly to something. And I wish I hadn't saw it. I never really had a desire to be in a sorority. I wasn't willing to go through something like that to prove that I should be in this club. So I didn't want it, but I have some wonderful friends who are in the Big Threes, the Big Three sorority.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't seen that side, but I know it exists. And I think I was so saddened by it because, again, here we are, black women selling their souls for pennies. And
that's all
I can think of. They didn't feel they have no responsibility for the girls that want to pledge a sorority when they get big, that like it. They're like second generation, want to do it because their mom's in it. They felt they had no responsibility to those girls. They felt that they had no responsibility to themselves or their families or their organization. And I'm thinking, what do people think when they sign on for these secular minds to produce a show that's got morals? It's never going to happen. it's not a new show in town. You've seen this play out on other shows. There must be drama for you to get on this show. So if your argument is that, oh, but I wanted something to be, I wanted to show something different. Well, how funny is it that your sorority is about sisterhood and you're acting like fools on TV? How is that? How does that work exactly? I was saddened by it. I really was. And I thought, here we go again. Our young girls are being let down once again because we as older women are trying to stay relevant and we're selling our soul to the devil for 5 minutes of fame. Now, there's this huge petition where they canceled the show. Very good. But we have all this other bumfoolery on TV. What are we going to do about it? Because our girls look up to it because they think, this is what I must do to get this attention. And they sexualize them. You got to look like this stuff hanging out. You know, full frontal nude photos and magazines from women that are mothers. This is despicable. All I can do is say that we as a brand are not afraid to come after you. We're not afraid to stand up. We're not afraid to be behind our girls and hold their hand and let them say, hey, God didn't call us to do that. That's my life is worth more than that. I have purpose. I have destiny. And we're not afraid to stand with them. Spiritual Suite is that brand, and we're not backing down. But there has to be some accountability on these people. These people, I don't understand how they can do it. I really just don't. No, I don't speak as a perfect human being. But I say, if you have one time around on this earth, is this what you're going to use it for? I don't.
Yeah.
I'm forward.
I like that one. If you have one time on this earth, is this what you're going to use it for? And, you know, it was poorly made. It was poorly made.
Yeah.
And
sad,
though, you know what's so sad, Minister Bennett, is that we got to that point where some people were sitting around in an executive office and said, let's create this. And they presented it to some other people that said, hey, this is a great idea. And then they presented it to a casting call, and it got that far to TV. Speak about that, how sad that part is.
That's sad, but one thing I have come to realize as we go out, the team and I, and we minister to girls, is that mom is broken. So mom produces broken daughters. Daughters are producing more broken daughters. And so it's generational. And if somebody doesn't stop it, it won't ever end. I do this. I have two adult college-age kids. I am not a grandmother at this time, but I do it for my granddaughters because I ask for them and I know I'm going to get them. But it's, when do we become accountable? Well, you know, if I don't deal with Cheryl Lynn first, well, let's go back to this. There is no way that God would have gave me this assignment if I hadn't gotten myself together and been able to stand before his daughters. I've been through divorce. I had to go through counseling and things like that, and I had a process. So God gave me, the revelation is God gave me the name 7 years ago, but I wasn't ready till now. Mm-hmm. So He made me accountable it's, when I say it's tailor-made for me, because I can finally step in the shoes that God placed before me. And so if you know that you're broken and you know that you have things in your life that are not right, and you have no right to stand before our daughters and display it like that. You have a responsibility to go back and get yourself healed so we can see some good role models in front of them, so they can see whole women, so they can see women that may have had some difficulty, but they're still doing what they have to do, and they say, I'm doing this for you so that you can understand you can overcome, you can do anything, you can come back from anything, you still have your destiny even when you mess up, you still have purpose even when you make the wrong turn. But I promise that I won't put garbage in front of you and call it entertainment when it's affecting you. It affects the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress. It affects you. If you think that this stuff isn't affecting our young girls, then you're sadly mistaken. That's what makes it sad, that you can parade this garbage around and you think that it doesn't affect the next generation. Yes, it does. It surely does. I see it when I'm out there. I see it.
And it's sad to think that it's a part of this generation, because my generation,
my grandmother would have killed me. And then on the way home, my aunt would have gotten me. And then when I got home, my mom would have gotten what was left if I participated in any of that kind of junk.
Yes.
It just would have happened
yes.
that way.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
there's so many other things that, wow, I want to touch on. But let's go to sexuality just a little bit. And just give me maybe, you're going to have to come back. We're going to have to do more of this. I already know that again. I'm going to go ahead and say it. But tell me sexuality and what questions they have when you have these kind of empowerment meetings with them, sessions, group, you know, talks. What do they say?
Yes. Well, one thing they say, and I was thinking about your comment about your mom, and I often say it, I used to say to Kendra a lot, what happened to the village? Did
yeah.
they disperse? Did they vote the town out?
Yeah.
What happened? Because they used to say it takes a village. Well, the village is on TV. The village is in the club. The village is in somebody's back seat having premarital sex. The village is nowhere to be found. So there's part of the issue. Yeah, they just don't raise children anymore. The village is giving up their job. They resigned. So now we have broken daughters walking around with no village to protect them. That's what happened. But when we go out to minister to girls, I will say that as soon as I step in the room now, they say, Minister Bench, give it to us straight. We don't want to hear that other stuff. Girls don't want to hear your rosy stories. They want you to be authentic with them, and they will open up to you. I have no problem with girls opening up to me and talking to me about anything. God has given me that. And they do talk about it. They talk about lots of things. Lots of things. And so, yes, sexuality, sure. I always tell them, respect how you're going to ask me, so go ahead. And I think that we have these laws, you know, where, oh, it's okay that Jim marries Bob or, you know, Mary marries Sue. And so they're caught up. That same spirit is trying to rest upon them because they have been force-fed. Okay, let me just go there, and I may lose some fans, but I'm sorry, but Empire is garbage. It's garbage.
go ahead and go
Empire
there.
For 4 minutes. I gave it only 4 minutes. The first 4 minutes, a man was in the bed with another one. Now, you tell me how you're saved, and that's on your news feed. And you're a cheerleader for that. Tell me how that works. Because as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't work. Our children are confused, and they're fighting for their identity. Their spiritual identity has been stolen from them because of stuff like that. Mama's watching Empire, men in bed with men. Well, she'll be fine when I tell her I'm coming out because she saw it already, and she rooted that off. I'm good. A girl,
you know what?
Born to be a girl.
I agree with you. And it used to be a time where you monitored TV. And there used to be a time. Say that again.
I said, yes, there used to be a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there used to be a time where you monitored what was watched and that your child was not babysat by TV. There was a time where, you know, your play toy was outside with a ball and a bat until the alarm went off and that was a street light. You know, it's a different time. So I guess we have to adjust
it's
to that
a different time.
For sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You adjust, but you don't lose your morals.
That's right. I agree with you.
Yeah, you can
I
adjust.
Agree with you.
It's fine to adjust, but God isn't coming back for an adjusted church, though. You can adjust because, you know, the world is changing, but God doesn't change, and his word doesn't change, and his commands don't change, and holiness is not a bad word. And so I teach that to girls. You're holy because God said you're holy, and you're going to maintain holiness as best you can because it's who you are. You are his daughter, and it's important. And I don't baby girls. When I talk to teenage girls, they will not get babying from me. I have several that are precious to me, and they don't get babying from me because it's not easy following after Christ. And so, yes, you're spiritual sweet, but that's an all thing because it won't be easy holding up the bloodstained banner. It won't be easy when somebody's asking you to go one way and you know God wouldn't approve. It won't be easy. But it can be done. But we have to support them And we have to say, I stand behind you, daughter. And it, and this is the right decision, daughter, because that's what God says you are. And they have to then learn to identify with that, because their spiritual identity is being robbed from them by foolishness in the media and in the world, grabbing at them, pulling at them, you know, telling them you have to look like this or you have to talk like this to be worthy of this world. So we're not to conform to the world, though, you know. And I tell them all the time, you're a light on a hill.
Yeah.
You need to make a difference in your community and in the world. You need to do that. It's your job. It's what you're called to do.
Amen. 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 Mm-hmm. I like that. So we're going to stop right there and take a break and come back and get your contact information and tell everybody where you're going to be and give them your Facebook. We'll do that in just 1 minute. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we're talking to Minister Carolyn Michelle Bennett.
I need to hear you raise it up, church. Sing it. With power.
Sports Media Network. We're talking to Minister Carolyn Michelle Bennett, and we're talking about what we owe to the younger generation of young women, and we're doing it through her visionary, her business, her company, Spiritual Suites. And we have had a powerful conversation, and the one thing that has come through these airwaves tonight is her passion and her belief and her desire to change, if even if it's just one. Your passion is powerful, Minister Bennett,
yes.
And we
Thank
gotta
you.
Get you back. Gotta get you back. On deck. On deck is, you know, my superstar. So, but I wanna go ahead and get. That's my superstar. I just love her to death. She sends me something every morning. She sends me something every night, and in between, she'll check on me and see how I'm doing. It's just awesome. And the phone lines are starting to light up now. I'm going to encourage those people. Yeah, we're going to have to get them to call back and be a part of this again. That means you're coming back, ma'am.
Oh,
I'm already going to speak it. I'm going to speak it. And you already know what I inbox you, so it's time for
I
you
do.
To go ahead and prepare for that,
okay.
Because it's in you, as my mama would say, it's in you. So
thank you.
We have to do this. But go ahead and tell them how they can find you on Facebook and tell them how they can find your website.
You can visit our website at www.spiritualsuites.com, and that's where you can buy apparel. And you can learn more about our ministry, our mission, our vision. And, you know, my bio is on there as well. And you can book me for speaking engagements or book the Spiritual Suites Tour by calling 352-816-9097. We are on Facebook. We have a wonderful Facebook page. You can find us at Spiritual Suites LLC on Facebook.
Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love you dearly, and I am so proud of what you are doing. And, you know, I've said over and over, this mutual admiration goes deep, except for the Florida State thing. You got me, okay?
I know my son is listening. My son is listening, and he's going to be like, Mom, okay, she was perfect until she got there. I hate being Devontae.
Okay. Oh, you know what? That's right. Give a shout-out to the young men that are playing football. I saw the pictures, you know, and I want you to tell them, I talk sports for a living. So anytime they want to come on that side, you know, I'd love to get them on that side.
My sons are, they are sports fanatic. They play ball since they were nine, and they are desiring to coach. My oldest son has written his first book. And so, and they're listening. So, hi, guys, KJ and Devontae, my awesome, awesome, wonderful sons. They are so patient with their mom, and they pray for me. And I'm so blessed to have such great guys. God gave me a good pair of guys to watch over. So, I'm so glad. And KJ, you heard what she said. She is a Florida fan, and you're right. You guys, we love her, though.
we still have to get along.
Yes, we do.
You know what? And we were born and raised around the same place, Citra, Florida, and me, Archer,
Florida.
And now look at us. Look at us. And look at God. And that's so powerful. Yeah. So we'll get you back on. You know that we'll sit down next week. I'm not going to let you rest on this and think about it too much. But we're going to get you back on. And I want to be a part of your tour all over from Jacksonville to Panama to Charlotte to Atlanta.
Right.
I want to be a part of it, try to come see you in Charlotte, but I definitely want you to do a little broadcast from each city. So we're going to do that.
God.
I want to do a broadcast from each city that you're in.
That is so wonderful.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, so you can tell them that not only are we having this, but we're broadcasting live, and I want to do that. So we'll get that all set up. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. That is so wonderful. I appreciate you having me.
Yes. All right. Have a great evening. Thank you for being a part of the vision. I'll see you soon. Sisterhood 2, Minister Sherilyn Michelle Bennett has been with me. She's kicked it off. Now it's time for the superstar that is a superstar in my life, and that is Renee Hewitt Hall. We'll get her in here in about 6 minutes. Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.